Welcome back to Blackhawks Live on 720 WGN Radio. Our guest this week is Colin Delia, one of the Blackhawks goaltenders with a superb outing near his hometown against the LA Kings just last week. And Colin, 43 saves. You've been locked in before, but it seemed like there was a little extra something there that night. Was there? And if there was, what was it?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me on. I think even, you know, flying into California, there was just a sense of, you know, I'm coming home, you know, so it's just a good feeling, you know, coming back to where it all started. And, you know, I've watched a fair amount of games there. I've, you know, admired, you know, some great players. So to be on the ice and, you know, be able to play the game, it was a really special moment. I think, you know, I prepared, you know, just like any other game, but yeah, there was definitely a little something extra there.
You were talking about Jonathan Quick being one of the guys you looked up to growing up and being able to beat him that night. What did you like about his game when you were, you know, kind of a youth and just learning about the sport and his position especially?
I think what I really admired about Quick was just his overall work ethic, you know, and his compete level. He was, you know, he never gave up on a puck. And I think, as a goalie and goalie in NHL, it's, you know, just something that's a great habit to have, you know, and it's a great habit to be known for. And, you know, that's something that I wanted to, you know, transfer to my game. And, I mean, he's just an amazing athlete as well. You know, he can, you know, be a real difference maker in the game just because of his pure, like raw ability. So I think, you know, those are a few things that I really admire about him.
Work ethic seems like such a... It's a decision, you know. It's not like you're born with it. How difficult is it to maintain that work ethic mentality in such a challenging and competitive sport like this?
It's definitely challenging because I think from the exterior, you know, when you think of being an NHL player, an NHL goalie, you know, you don't see like all of like the travel that goes into it, you know, the working out, you know, the warming up, the cooling down every day. It's a commitment, you know, to yourself and to your teammates every single day. And you kind of have to have your team and your own physical well-being at the forefront of your mind, because that's, you know, really who's going to feel, you know, the effects of if you're not being a professional. So yeah, it definitely is a decision, like you said, but, you know, when that decision affects, you know, everyone, it's really important to, you know, stay sharp. And I think that's the hardest thing, I think, about being, you know, a professional athlete, is that it's an everyday thing. You know, you don't really take any days off. I mean, even when we have a day off, you know, most oftentimes, like, we're coming into the rink to, you know, recover our bodies. And, you know, that's what it's about. You know, you choose this lifestyle, and I think when you're younger, you don't really understand it. But when you have guys that, you know, you get to the organizations and you see how they take care of themselves, or, you know, it's no wonder why their performance is what it is, you know, and it's so elite because of the preparation that they put in, you know, the warming up, the cooling down, you know, the work, you know, before and after practice. Like, it really makes sense, you know, and I think, you know, Quick just externally, like, personified, you know, that, you know, and then getting to, you know, have a little insight, you know, talking, you know, to people who know him and just, like, how he is, like, all the time. I was like, well, yeah, like, that's a true pro, you know, and I think, like, that's one thing, like, I want to be known for, too. You know, that's what you kind of want to have your reputation be.
I think after the game you said you have not talked to Jonathan Quick. Is that still the case, or was he able to reach out to you at all? Or
No, I still haven't connected, no. But, yeah, maybe one day. Who knows?
All right. Well, we'll try to help that. Let's try to get a Jonathan Quick, Colin Delia interview on Blackhawks Live. Your family was there. Like you said, it was it meant a little bit more being so close to home. What was your family's reaction? What was, like, some of the first things they were saying when you saw them after the game?
Yeah, pure elation. I mean, I didn't really even get to see them after the game, you know, unfortunately, because, you know, still with COVID, I think things are pretty tight. But, yeah, I think when I was getting interviewed after the game on the bench, my dad was right there. Yeah, so that was pretty funny. That was pretty cool. He was pretty psyched, and my stepmom and my great uncle was there too, and my mom was watching on TV, and you know, it was great for them, you know. And I obviously had like a lot of friends and family that were watching or just sending texts after the game, so just a barrage of text to answer. But yeah, I was really happy to, you know, be able to have a good performance in front of them. And yeah, because I mean, they're the ones who sacrificed, you know, for me to get that opportunity, you know, years and years ago. I mean, there's times when, you know, practice was like an hour and a half, 2 hours one way. You know, my dad and mom were both driving that, you know, like four or five times a week. And I look at that now and like, I'm a father, and, you know, from the perspective of a father, you're like, oh my gosh, like that is just absurd. You know, like 3.5-4 hours in the car every day, you know, and just to go sit in a cold ice rink. But no, I think it's nice, because it hit home for them too. You know, it's really special.
Talk with Colin Delia here on Blackhawks Live, Blackhawks goaltender. It's been a roller coaster of a couple of years for you in this Hawks organization. Where's your mentality at right now, and how have you gotten stronger mentally with some of the stuff that you've had to deal with?
Well, I think experience, you know, just going through, you know, those ups and downs, like it's all part of life, it's all part of your career. And you know, I think I'm stronger than ever before it, you know, and I'm thankful to be here, thankful to be competing, you know, and grateful to be, you know, with such a great organization. And you know, like if you would have told me like where I would be today, you know, like when I first started, like I don't know if I would believe you, just because like, yeah, there's no crystal ball, right? And I think of like the prospect class that I started with, I think Kat is the only one left, you know, so kind of, you know, very thankful to, you know, still be here. And you know, I just want to, you know, affect the people that I interact with every day in like a high quality way, and you know, be known as someone who's positive and, you know, wants to win and works hard. So yeah, I don't know what the future holds for me personally, you know, with the organization, but you know, I think I take great pride in hopefully, you know, leaving it better, you know, than when I found it, and doing my part, you know, to, you know, aid and assist in, you know, the transformation of the team in years to come. You know, I think, you know, people, like, as far as fans, like, it can be easy, you know, to be, you know, critical, but, yeah, especially when you have such a high standard for success. But, you know, there's certain things, like, within an organization that, you know, take time to, you know, replenish, and, you know, maybe, you know, down the road, hopefully, years to come, like, you know, people would get to see, you know, how great the Blackhawks, you know, are. I think right now, obviously, it's challenging, but, you know, I think there's a lot coming that people can be excited for. And, you know, even though I may not be a part of that, like, I'm happy to have, you know, been here, you know, during that time.
When the Blackhawks signed or traded for Marc-Andre Fleury, the instant thought was, okay, what happens with all the other goaltenders? Because there are a lot. Yeah. You know, Kevin Lankinen was very vocal about how he was ready to accept another goaltender like him being in the dressing room and using it as a way to learn from him. What was your instant reaction to Marc-Andre Fleury being a Blackhawk?
Wow, I mean, just an absolute quality human being. You know, everything that I heard from him and everything that I had, you know, watched, you know, growing up, you see all those, like, you watch those YouTube videos of like behind the scenes and him being like a prankster, and just, you know, his overall zeal and enthusiasm for the game of hockey and his teammates was, you know, something that, you know, his reputation precedes him, you know. So like meeting him in person, there was no difference. You know, he's absolutely the same guy that, like, what you see is what you get. And I thought that was really cool, you know, especially from someone who has such an elite talent, you know. So I was just thankful to, you know, have such a high quality individual, like, in the organization, you know, especially in the goaltending position. And, you know, that's not to say that anyone we had before wasn't, but, you know, he definitely is a unique individual, and it was really cool, you know, to make his acquaintance. And, you know, we went to dinner once, and that was cool, you know, like, yeah. just an awesome dude, you know, just to get to pick his brain and, you know, get his opinions on things. And that was really special for sure, and we're definitely sad to see him go, and, you know, wish him well. But yeah, he's just an absolute amazing competitor, amazing friend, and, you know, it's no wonder, you know, that he has the reputation that he does.
Did he invite you to dinner? When was that?
This was for Nick Beaudin's birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, we all went out, just a few of us, yeah. But I think we went to Michael Jordan's Steakhouse.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Kershaw was there too, maybe. Yeah, I think we were all there. But yeah, I know it was funny, right? Because you're like, here's this guy, you know, he's, you know, clearly older than us. I mean, it's any disrespect when I say that, but, you know, just more experience, you know, well seasoned. But, you know, he didn't mind taking the time to, you know, sit down with some, you know, younger guys. And, you know, he was just one of us. And, you know, that's the same with him. Like, he treated everybody with respect. And that was truly awesome, you know, because I think, you know, so often in athletics, like, people can really put themselves, like, on a pedestal when you have this, like, elite skill, you know, and you can think that, you know, nobody can touch you. But, you know, he was very accessible to his teammates, and I think that was really unique, you know, about him, and that's something I'll always remember.
Colin, thank you very much for the time, and best of luck as this season closes out. It's definitely a big opportunity for you, and hopefully some familiarity with some consistent play can really work in your favor moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's Colin Delia. We'll have more Blackhawks Live coming up next, 720 WGN.